Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good to be back with you.
Chris, I got to ask you, the shots hit to left field, line drive out to left field. The fielder takes a step back and then runs forward. What were you thinking as you were watching that and then he missed it?
You know, I got to be honest. I actually thought it was going to drop in for a base hit just simply because he stumbled. As you said, he kind of stepped back a minute and then realized he had to come in. And then he kind of stumbled a little bit. And I'm not sure at that point if he just felt like, okay, the only shot I have is to dive forward, which is a very difficult play to make, or if by stumbling he just kind of fell forward. Either way, I was kind of surprised. And now looking back at the replay, I think he just kind of caught where he lost his footing, and it was like, I just got to do something. I got to block this ball. And unfortunately for him, fortunately for the Tigers, it caromed not only behind him, but way over into the corner. And it was wild. I think that was a high difficulty play to make if you were going to try to catch that on the run. It's one of the tougher plays to make in the outfield. But I think just the stumbling part may have forced him to just think, I don't think I can catch it. I just got to knock it down.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure you've heard this too. So many Tiger fans kind of left the TV screen thinking that the game was over before that happened. I was not one of them. And then, you know, the last play of the game, to see the short, I guess it was the second baseman, go up in the air, and I thought he was going to make the catch, and then it just tipped off of his glove. I was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's I've seen some crazy things with LSU baseball in 10 years, I will admit. That may have been the craziest inning I have seen because, I mean, you had to get a couple you had to make some good fortune or get some good fortune, as Skip Bertman always says. But you necessarily don't get, you know, the other team to give you three. And basically that's kind of what we saw. What appeared to be a possible double play ball with one out that would have ended it. And we'd all come back on Thursday and played a second game against the Razorbacks. They opt to get the lead runner at third. And suddenly now there's two outs. Then the fly ball line drive to left field that you just mentioned that scored the two runs. Suddenly we're tied. Now you're planning on going to extra innings. And then you get Jared Jones, who was the hero of the night, to be sure, going 3-for-5. And again, you know, it's a tough break for Cam Koziol, who's from Omaha, Nebraska, is the second baseman for Arkansas. His dad's on the grounds crew for the College World Series. I mean, it means a lot to him. And that ball was smoked off the end of the fat barrel of Jared Jones's bat. And if he makes the play, it would have been a heck of a play. I think that certainly shouldn't be lost, that it wasn't a routine line drive. It was absolutely peppered to him, and he went as high as he could go and just could not bring it in. But that's the type of crazy stuff that happens. I mean, look, Noel, LSU has been to Omaha 20 times in program history. And they have 6 wins in the College World Series by way of walk-off. That's 30%, you know, so that's amazing. So, you know, I think that's part of the mystique of LSU when they get here. I think that's what endears the people of Omaha and those that come from around the country, that when the Tigers are here, I mean, you just never know what you're going to see.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So our opponent, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. I'm not clear as to what that is, but I find that no one really knows a whole lot about the Coastal Carolina team, and they kind of set the world on fire this season.
Yeah, I am actually familiar with them. I spent 13 years of my life in the Palmetto State, and when I first moved to South Carolina, it was just a two-year school for the University of South Carolina in Columbia. People went there for 2 years and then could transfer to other schools, and it was really a feeder school for Carolina's campus in Columbia. And, of course, Carolina is the Gamecocks. And so many, many years ago, there was, a history or English professor and some students wanted to change up the name. They were Trojans at one time for their early sports teams. And they figured, well, we're the younger brother or sister of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. How about Chaucer's Canterbury Tales and the Chanticleer, which was considered the thinking man's Gamecock. So that's where it all comes from. Right. But I am familiar with the program. LSU fans obviously familiar because they made their way to a national championship by running through Baton Rouge and LSU in 2016. And it's a team that, I just watched their press conference a few moments ago, and they're very confident. They've won 26 games in a row. They haven't lost since way back in April. They really haven't had a whole lot of adversity in the games they played here in Omaha. I mean, they've handled their business pretty well. It's a very talented team, and they know it. It was certainly evident by the press conference that just took place earlier today.
Well, let's talk briefly about them strength and pitching. It seems as though they got three really good pitchers on this team.
Yeah, that's probably their calling card. It's probably this year with this team is what everybody looks at. I mean, they've just been solid with their front-end pitching. Fluky and a couple of other guys have been just phenomenal. And, you know, a lot of questions were, okay, no disrespect to the Sun Belt. I spent several years calling Sun Belt games, and it's a really good baseball league. Let's not forget there were two Sun Belt programs that hosted regionals this year, both Coastal and Southern Miss. But I think a lot of people from a national perspective thought, well, okay, their pitching numbers look great against, you know, the Sun Belt. How's it going to play once they get up here, obviously in regional, super regional, and College World Series? And, well, the fact is it's played very well. They're just really good pitchers. So that's going to be a challenge. LSU is going to have, I think, a little bit of an advantage just simply because that's the type of pitching they see week in and week out all season long in the SEC. And they've just beat a team twice here in Omaha that has a pretty good pitching staff from top to bottom as well. But, you know, that's one of the big strengths of this Coastal Carolina team. But offensively, they're very good as well. I mean, they jumped all over Louisville on Monday and really never looked back.
They go to the plate, and it's what little I watched of them, they're swinging the bat. It's kind of the impression that I got. They're going up there swinging.
Oh, no question. I don't suspect. I mean, the good news is LSU will have, you know, their two best, at least the opportunity to start, in the championship series, which the Tigers, their last two trips up here, haven't had that luxury. You know, Alex Lang, who was the ace in 2017, didn't get to pitch against Florida in the championship series based on the way the rotation worked out. And then in 2023, even though Paul Skeens, got the crowd excited in that championship game against Florida, he never pitched against the Gators in the championship series. So that's the good thing for LSU. The other side of that is Coastal Carolina is not going to be afraid of Kate Anderson or Anthony Ions. And that's not to say those guys can't be effective, because I certainly think they can. But this Coastal team thinks a lot of their offense, and they are super aggressive. They also, crowd the plate. One of their big weapons is free passes, and they've been hit by pitches 176 times this year, which is a single season record in NCAA play. So, and they got a ton of them against Louisville. They got a ton of them against, in every game they played. So, it's a very potent offense without question. And, as you say, a lot of people who follow SEC baseball, probably not that familiar with them other than that 2016 national championship. This is a very good team. I mean, it's deep, it's talented on both sides of the ball. And like I said, their press conference says it all. They were asked, I believe, what they admire or respect about, maybe respect wasn't asked. Give us something to the effect of, what are your thoughts on LSU? And nobody gave an answer. And then finally, one of the players spoke up and said, not a whole lot. So that tells you their mindset going into Saturday's game one of the championship series.
You know, it's interesting, though, the flip side to that with this LSU team. And I don't want to use it's not like others that had that swagger, right? This team seems to exhibit a silent confidence where they don't seem to get rattled, I guess is a good way of saying it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. And first off, let me say I'm very proud that Coach Jay Johnson leads this team by example. Not just in baseball, just the way he carries himself, just the way he respects the opponent, just the way he respects the game. And I think that you can't help but that filters down to the clubhouse. And that's kind of the mindset these Tigers have. And I think that's why they have a quiet confidence about them. There's no need to bring attention to yourself when your team and what you've done this season says all that needs to be said. And I think that's kind of the MO that LSU, at least this team, has taken, and really every team for Coach Jay Johnson. That's just the way he loves the game and respects the game. And I think the other big characteristic that I like about this team, that, you know, you look at some of the struggles they had, obviously the Auburn weekend, the loss to South Carolina in that final regular season series on opening day when they just couldn't put them away and let them hang around. The difficulty of being, shut out for the first time since 2022 in the SEC tournament. But it's a team that's always responded. And not only from game to game or series to series, Doug Thompson and I were talking about it, with the way they played here in Omaha. I mean, they've trailed, but it's almost as if every inning that they get down or they lose the lead, they respond immediately. And to me, that's a great sign, a really strong sign of a great team. And that's why I think this team has made their way here. Would you compare this team to the 2023 team? I don't know. I don't get into that. But I will say I like the way they respond. And not just when they lose or not just when they've had a bad game. I think they also have been able to really put behind the wins as well. And I have no doubt whatsoever that with all the emotion and all the excitement and the elation from Wednesday night's game, that's already been put behind them and probably was early yesterday morning.
First game tomorrow night, who's likely to start?
You know, I don't know. I didn't get to see the entire press conference. Even if I know Coach Johnson, he probably is very close to the vest and probably
close to the vest.
Kindly,
yeah,
probably kindly told everybody, hey, they're still working on the plan, which is true because they've been deep diving onto the Coastal Carolina offense, so they'll see. But I mean, the good news, I think you go with Kate Anderson. That's just my thought, again, because right. You can keep him right on schedule, but we'll wait and see. That would be my best guess.
Absolutely. Can't wait till 6 o'clock tomorrow evening to see the game. I don't know anything about Coastal Carolina other than just a few things that I read about them. So it's going to be one that's going to be intriguing for me for sure to see. When you think about not being defeated since April, can you remember a team that's put that stat up? I mean, I don't care what league you're in, right?
No. Again, I mean, winning baseball games is hard, regardless of what division you're playing in, what level you're playing in. And to do it that consistently says a lot about why Coastal Carolina is here. And to be honest with you, I thought, honestly, Newell, when the brackets came out and we played regional and super regional play and they narrowed it down to the eight that would come to Omaha, I really felt like the top three teams, in no particular order, were Arkansas, LSU, and Coastal Carolina. And I really mean that. So this is a very good team LSU's got to tangle with.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Look forward to listening to you tomorrow evening. Great job thus far with your coverage of the Fighting Tigers at the College World Series. And thank you so much for making time to visit with us today.
Anytime, Noah. Anytime. Thanks for having me on. Let's have some fun this weekend.
Go Tigers. Thank you. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. They take on Coastal Carolina tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. We'll cover it right here on WWL AM FM. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.